CRTV Afternoon Edition with me, Drusilla Mokoso Joki. In our top stories, figures from the National Institute of Statistics reveal that consumer prices in Cameroon have risen by 0.8%, with food prices witnessing a whooping 2% hike. As consumers cry foul and vendors remain unsympathetic, CRTV's Afternoon Edition seeks out cautioning measures. The 42nd anniversary of President Paul Biya's accession to power has been commemorated in pomp and fanfare across ranks of the CPDM, with calls for perpetration of his present and forthcoming mandates. And world leaders, among them President Paul Biya, have been congratulating Donald Trump for his election as the 47th President of the United States of America. Those were top stories, but first, the news bulletin.
The Bulletin with Winston Lebga. Residents of Cameroon's political capital, Yaoundé, continue to express worries about the rising cost of basic commodities, a phenomenon that makes many unable to eat healthily. From rice to vegetable oil, chicken and tomatoes, the prices keep fluctuating to the detriment of consumers and even retailers, some of whom are bent on making profit amid the disturbing situation. 26 teachers from the basic and secondary education sectors are acquiring skills necessary to effectively dispense lessons to hearing-impaired pupils and students. The training program has been organized by the Cameroon Baptist Convention, CBC, in partnership with a non-governmental organization based in the Netherlands known as Kentalist. CPDA members, supporters and sympathizers continue to enjoy the afterglow of New Deal anniversary celebrations, which reached their apogee with a grand cultural evening Wednesday. All over the country, the party members pledged their unflinching support to their chair, the President of the Republic, Paul Biya, who has been head of state for 42 years now. And President Biya is among several world leaders who have sent messages of congratulations to U.S. President-elect Donald Trump. Trump is getting ready to choose members of his team, while his opponent, Kamala Harris, has assured Americans of a peaceful transfer of power. The Republicans have also taken the Senate and lead the contest to control the House of Representatives. Sports, golf. The top three positions of the ongoing third edition of the Paul Biya Golf Open are being occupied by Otto Philipp, Bula Bula Michel, and Jiffon Presley after the cut was made yesterday. The competition enters day three for the professionals today, and the champion will be known tomorrow in the finals. Meanwhile, the amateurs will begin competing on Saturday. Basketball. Kaju Sport Academy Basketball Club, who have already qualified for the semifinals of the ongoing Elite 16 Division West qualifiers for the 2025 Basketball Africa League, will at 6 p.m. battle with Al Ahly Tripoli of Libya for the top spot of Pool B in the qualifiers in Abidjan, Cote d'Ivoire. The winner of the match will play the second best team in Pool A for a ticket to the final, which will also secure them a place in the 2025 Basketball Africa League. And that's the bulletin.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
CRTV's Afternoon Edition.
We set the pace. CRTV's Afternoon Edition.
Connecting people.
Thank you for being with us, citizens of Cameroon and residents of Yaoundé in particular, have been decrying the continuous rise in the prices of foodstuff and basic necessities in the country's markets and commercial centers. Vendors are also complaining of dwindling profits due to the growing market uncertainties. Joyce Cliff-Tata with the details.
The increase in prices of foodstuffs, it's making life almost unbearable.
Shopping for food items in markets in Yaoundé today is challenging for many housewives. Some city dwellers say a 25-kilogram bag of rice they used to buy before at 9,500 francs is now sold at 19,500 francs. Most of them do a lot of planning before heading to the market.
Budgeting is not like before, and as a mother who loves her children, eating a balanced diet, I make sure I do a draft before heading to the market. If I was buying meat for 5,000 CFA francs, I'll reduce it to 3,000 francs and instead add fish.
Vendors for their part say things are expensive even for them as they struggle to also earn a little more than their purchasing price. She is a market vendor in Yaoundé explaining that she buys a bag of rice at 40,000 francs and has to increase her retailing price in order to make profit. Well, housewives say drastic changes calls for drastic actions.
For example, acquiring a freezer, it is a basic necessity because buying things in retail form is so expensive.
I also have my small farm around that I can go and pick up one or two food items.
As the end of year festivities approach, these city dwellers are already devising strategies to adapt to any change.
And a report published by the National Institute of Statistics indicates that consumer prices in Cameroon rose by 0.8% recently. Experts say the increase is due to domestic and external factors which have led to a 2% rise in food prices in the country. Ngu Henry talked to an economist and put together the report.
According to the report from the National Institute of Statistics, the increase in food prices is largely accounted for by higher prices for vegetables, breads and cereals, as well as fishes and seed food. The price hike is mainly attributed to the increase in the cost of smuggled fuel from Nigeria. The average inflation rate over the last 12 months is 4.9%, mainly driven by a 6.2% increase in food prices. An economist, Deputy Vice Chancellor for Teaching and Cooperation at the University of Bamenda, Professor Ernest Mulwa, says both domestic and externally driven factors contribute to the hike.
The raw materials used in the production of these basic commodities are largely imported. You have market disruptions and speculative trading. This is possible, this is rife now in the country. Externally driven factors again like climate change and environmental change, which affects especially agricultural commodities whose destiny is tied to the environment. Higher consumer demand is also happening in Cameroon.
The report further states that other components such as transport, housing, water, gas, electricity and education recorded increases.
Thank you, Ngu Henry. On to other news, inter-urban transport stakeholders in Bafoussam have lamented that the interruption of traffic on the Changsancho Road as a result of the double landslide in Sancho has imposed an additional financial burden on them. They emphasize that despite the extra costs, they have been ensuring the smooth movement of persons and goods without an increase in the transportation fares. Kinge Angela Pa reports.
The journey becomes too long and we spend too much.
This is what now obtains at most travel agencies who before now passed through Chang to pick up passengers heading for Douala.
We used to live here and pass through Li Chang like a VIP bus. We have VIP to Chang. When VIP bus leave Bafoussam, he passed Chang and carry other passengers with bought ticket there. But now we supposed to carry passengers from Chang to bring it to Bafoussam. The journey becomes too long and we spend too much time and too much money.
An official of an inter-urban transport agency in Bafoussam, Yungang Christelle, has reassured customers that irrespective of the additional time and distance, fares have been maintained.
Our transport has not changed. We think that government will help us to manage the road.
The drivers who ply the Bafang Banja stretch describe the road as impracticable. The transport companies have, however, put in place safety measures.
The company prepare us seriously before we take the route. We get more time to rest, and then the route is very long, but we are used to now.
In the meantime, maintenance works are said to be currently taking place on the Bafang Kekem stretch. Kinge Angela Parr, CRTV News, Bafusam.
Elsewhere on the news, 26 teachers in the basic and secondary education sectors in Cameroon are undergoing specialized training for deaf and hard of hearing students in Yaoundé in order to boost inclusive education in the country. It is organized by the Karen Baptist Convention, the CBC, in partnership with a non-governmental organization in the Netherlands. We'll have details with Aponse Ati.
The 26 basic and secondary education teachers from the 10 regions of the country are receiving specialized training from experts from Netherlands, partnering with the Cameroon Baptist Convention. According to the CBC's program manager, Ago Glory, the training covers teaching skills, sign language, and inclusive education strategies.
The challenge is that mostly children with hearing impairments, they cannot pass in our national exams like the GCE. This training is there to help us close this gap that will enable children who are deaf and hard of hearing to not only be able to understand the sign language, but to read grammar.
The project manager of the NGO, Kentalis Malois Williams, says the partnership will address the shortage of specialized educators in the country.
You perhaps not know that the grammar and syntax of a sign language is different from spoken language, so it was quite a challenge to learn literacy in the phonetical way. So we hope that we can train more teachers and skill this methodology across Cameroon.
Some of the trainees have high hopes for these specialized training.
I've been able to learn how to build up their vocabulary through semantic network and through writing stories, through visualization.
The training is part of the CBC's effort to promote inclusive education in Cameroon.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
Twelve minutes after 3 p.m. Thank you for being with us on the CRTV's afternoon edition. The tarring of the Ngaoundéré-Garoua Road will begin in the first semester of 2025. The announcement was made by the Minister of Public Works during the documentary film projected last night to celebrate the 42nd anniversary of President Paul Biya at the Yaoundé Conference Center. Several personalities attended the cultural night that was animated by artists from the four cultural zones of Cameroon. Albert Njembonde reports.
Sounds of a happy end to a more than two-hour celebration. Members of the CPDM waving the national flag as the rest of the assembly give President Paul Biya a standing ovation over what they term a successful stewardship of the state in 42 years. Successes which were subject to a one-hour film documentary which summarized efforts made in the different sectors of national life. Among the major announcements made from the projection is the beginning of the tarring of the Ngaoundéré-Garoua Road in the first semester of next year, made by Public Works Minister Emmanuel Ngannou-Njoumessi. Then came the musical segment with a conscious effort made to showcase the four cultural zones of Cameroon. The Secretary General of the CPDM Central Committee, Jean Kwete, Prime Minister Head of Government Chief Dr. Joseph Diongute, members of the Political Bureau and Central Committee of the party, some members of the Diplomatic Corps, watched on as Maro Chamba, Maxime Mano, Gali Mandreas, Messi Ambroise, and the great Toto Guillaume took turns to perform. Supporters and sympathizers of the party wished President Paul Biya good health and pledged their total support in his efforts of nation building.
And in Bonge in the southwest region, the 42nd anniversary was celebrated by supporters and sympathizers of the CPDM Memeto section with gratitude to President Paul Biya for the ongoing tiring of the Kumba and Bonge Road. Senator Andrew Oti Mofa urged the population to send their children to school. Kelly Eben reports.
President Paul Biya was celebrated by supporters of the CPDM Memetu section in Bonge, gratified for the ongoing tarring of the Kumbambonge Road, the street lighting, and the security reigning in the town. It was an opportunity for Senator Ote Andrew Mufa, questor in the Bureau of the Senate, to distribute books to the population, urging them to send their children to school, intimating that education remains the best guarantee for a better future.
They should be patriotic and they should support all the institutions of the state, incarnated by His Excellency President. We are solidly behind him. We are sure to give him 90-something percent during the upcoming presidential election.
Other speakers joined him to call on those still carrying arms to heed the head of state's call for peace.
And celebrations in other parts of Cameroon carried similar messages, the most echoed that President Paul Biya remains in power to continue his development efforts in the 10 regions of the country, from Mayor Musala, Moyuka, Kutaba to Ndoum, from where FOC Babatunde reports. Celebrations were hyped by such calls.
In all enthusiasm, CPDM supporters of the Nyong and So division gyrated as they celebrated their party head's 42nd anniversary accession to power. The head of the delegation of the Central Committee for the CPDM Nyong and So North section, Levy Hervé Oyono, hails President Paul Biya as a reputable leader.
Nyong and So and Zeng division is behind Paul Biya. He's the only one who can conduct our country in the right way.
Having maintained a strong grip on power for over four decades, it is undeniable that during his tenure, President Biya has facilitated access to education, healthcare, and implemented economic policies that have positioned Cameroon as a central hub in Central Africa.
With excitement and enthusiasm, participants highlighted the works of the New Deal government, which they say has improved the lives of the people of Kutaba. Dr. Theodore Sangu, for his part, spoke highly of President Biya, describing him as the driving force behind Cameroon's economic, political, and sociocultural growth, both at home and abroad.
We say, welcome back, Mr. President, and we are very proud to engage to the president for the next presidential election.
Looking forward to the upcoming elections, attendees pledged a landslide victory for President Biya and vowed to reclaim the Kutaba Council, currently held by the opposition. Shivang Borgma, CRTV News, Kutaba.
President Paul Biya's 42nd anniversary in office was celebrated with enthusiasm by CPDM supporters in Moyoka, who appreciated the president's numerous achievements and beneficial initiatives. Honorable Findi Stanley, CPDM Fakoto Section President.
Our subdivision is privileged to have schools in almost all the 18 villages that make up the subdivision. As health centers and district hospitals, we have our sons and daughters spread all over the national territory.
The festive atmosphere was marked by the reading of a motion of support to the head of state, cutting of the anniversary cake, singing and dancing. Ngo Baleba Sophia Ebe, CRTV, Boya.
Long life, health and prosperity to President Paul Biya, wishes summarized in the performance of the Golden Harp Choir of Mayo Musala, the various interventions by the heads of the three basic organs listed, the political, administrative, socioeconomic, sporting and cultural achievements of the New Deal government. They also highlighted initiatives from the head of state in the agricultural domain and food processing to boost the local economy. The president of the CPDM Giant Global 3 section, Ntutu Bangano, took the opportunity to remind his fellow party comrades of their duties towards the party in upcoming electoral battles. The colorful ceremony unfolded under the watchful eyes of the minister, director of the civil cabinet at the presidency of the republic, Samuel Vondo Ayolo. Clarence Azar reporting for CRTV News in Mayo Masala.
Celebrations to mark President Paul Biya's 42nd anniversary in power have come and gone, with some lessons to be drawn from the event that took place across the national territory. Manka Ambe has some of them in the following write-up.
There is no gainsaying that a number of lessons have been drawn from the 42nd anniversary of President Paul Biya's accession to power, beginning with bigwigs of the CPDM party, who before the day sent out communiques and announcements calling on their peers to go out massively for the celebration in different venues. The momentum that was evident nationwide was an indication that President Paul Biya is still the one in command, the man of the moment, and the center of gravity. Members of the CPDM party still love and cherish their party chair, who doubles as head of state. This justifies the numerous calls at rally grounds for President Paul Biya to present his candidature for the 2025 presidential election. CPDM members highlighted the achievements under the leadership of President Paul Biya and were honest enough to point out that a number of challenges still abound which must be addressed for Cameroonians to all enjoy their fair share of the national cake. The allied parties like the FCNC, MDR, PADEC, FDC and the UPC all renewed their commitment to continue supporting the ideals of the New Deal government, which is permitting them to benefit from the advantages that accompany such a union. And so, they all look forward to such a moment again with a lot of enthusiasm.
Manka Ambe. And the third edition of the Paul Biya Golf Open in honor of President Paul Biya's 42nd year presidency enters day three today for the professionals. Harrison Ashutiku has the update in this report.
The top five golfers in Cameroon are giving each other a run for their money at the ongoing third edition of the Paul Biya Golf Open taking place at the Yaoundé Golf Club. In a tussle to outclassing their peers, Otto Philippe, Bula Bula Michel and Gifon Priesti, who occupy the top three positions, are targeting the 18 holes of the competition with precision. The technical director of the Cameroon Golf Federation, Thomas Onambele, underlines that it will be a tough battle through to the final rounds.
Those guys just coming from Ivory Coast, who they did very good competition. The Cameroonian Bula Michel finished on the top three.
After the champion in the professional category is known this Friday, the amateurs, also known as the veterans, will begin their competition the next day to crown the special edition of the Golf Open that is in honor of President Paul Biya's 42 years presidency.
And we now bring you this announcement from the Minister of Finance, read for us by FOC Babatunde.
The Minister of Finance informs taxpayers under the non-profit organization's NPO's tax scheme that in accordance with the OHADA Uniform Act on the accounting system for non-profit entities, the Directorate General of Taxes, in partnership with the national bodies responsible for accounting and taxation, has implemented new models of statistical and tax returns, STR, specific to NPOs. These new forms are now available on the online platform of the Tax Administration at the following address: www.imports.cm. To facilitate compliance with tax deadlines, the Minister of Finance invites all MPOs to submit their tax returns for the 2023 fiscal year no later than December 31st, 2024, via the said platform. Furthermore, the minister informs the public that the tax administration is actively continuing training sessions dedicated to the use of these new STR models. He strongly encourages NPOs to contact their respective tax offices for any assistance or additional information regarding the implementation of these new provisions. The Minister of Finance reaffirms his commitment to supporting taxpayers in fulfilling their tax obligations and relies on everyone's civic responsibility to ensure compliance.
Thank you, FOC Babatunde. And our 20 TV's afternoon edition, a reminder of our top stories. Figures from the National Institute of Statistics reveal that consumer prices in Cameroon have risen by 0.8%, with food prices witnessing a whopping 2% hike. As consumers cry foul and vendors remain unsympathetic, CRTV's afternoon edition sought out cautioning measures. The 42nd anniversary of President Paul Biya's accession to power has been commemorated in pomp and fanfare across ranks of the CPDM, with calls for a perpetuation of his present and forthcoming mandates. And world leaders, among them President Paul Biya, have been congratulating Donald Trump for his election as the 47th President of the United States of America. CRTV's Afternoon Edition was a presentation of Drusilla Mokoso Joki. Up next is a summary of the news in the French language with Marlis Natacha Mbang. Bon après-midi.
Bon après-midi, Drusilla. Les fouilles se poursuivent sur la falaise de Tian après l'effondrement de terrain survenu le 5 novembre dernier. Un corps a été sorti de terre hier par les sapeurs-pompiers ainsi qu'une voiture de 5 places. L'éboulement sur la falaise de Tian a interrompu la circulation, obligeant les usagers à revoir leur itinéraire. Des détours qui imposent des contraintes supplémentaires et une rallonge sur le temps du voyage. Les échanges commerciaux sont également paralysés entre les villes de Sanchou et Tian. En 42 du renouveau, c'était hier 6 novembre que les militants et sympathisants du RDPC ont célébré les 42 ans d'accession à la magistrature suprême du président Paul Biya. Le documentaire « Paul Biya, un grand bâtisseur pour un Cameroun uni, fort et résilient » a été diffusé hier soir au palais des congrès de Yaoundé. C'était au cours de la soirée de gala pour clôturer la célébration de l'an 42 du renouveau. C'était en présence du premier ministre chef du gouvernement Joseph Dion Goûté. La cérémonie était présidée par le secrétaire général du comité central du RDPC, Jean Cuété. Flambée des prix de certaines denrées alimentaires, le prix du riz et de l'huile de palme, les prix du riz, de l'huile de palme et bien d'autres produits de première nécessité connaissent une augmentation visible dans les marchés, une situation qui inquiète les consommateurs. L'augmentation des coûts de transport et la faible production de ces denrées alimentaires dans certaines régions du pays pourraient être à l'origine de la flambée des prix observée. Les pouvoirs publics essayent de maîtriser les inflations sur le marché à travers les contrôles systématiques des prix et la limitation de l'importation de certains produits de grande consommation. À l'étranger, Donald Trump est de retour à la tête des États-Unis d'Amérique. De l'avis des internationalistes camerounais, la politique étrangère du nouveau patron de la Maison-Blanche n'aura pas d'impact majeur sur le continent malgré le poids des États-Unis et notamment de ses financements dans divers domaines sur le continent noir. Et puis en sport, Basketball Africa League 2025, le tournoi qualificatif Elite 16, Division Ouest boucle sa campagne de groupe ce jeudi. Classé deuxième du groupe B, Kadisport Academy affronte ce soir à 18h le leader Al Ahly de Tripoli. C'est l'une des quatre rencontres au menu de la troisième journée. Un match que la KSA aborde muni de son ticket d'accès en demi-finale. Le club camerounais a battu le Mighty Barol hier lors de son deuxième match. Fin du condensé du 3PM. Merci d'avoir écouté. Restez sur la CRTV Poste Nationale. Nos programmes se poursuivent.